The next patient is David Alexander. The last name is Alexander, David. This is a clinical case of a 49-year-old white male that has kidney compromise associated to the diabetes mellitus. The patient has gradually improved. This time, the patient has a creatinine of 1.7, a BUN that is 35, and the estimated GFR is 47 mL per minute, which makes him a 3A CKD 3A. The protein creatinine ratio is less than a gram, and the microalbumin creatinine ratio is 449. The patient has been improving gradually, and he will continue to do so. He has lost 5 pounds. He's down to 229 pounds. He's 6'2". And his BMI is 29. We are going to advise the patient to go down to 200. And 20 pounds for the prior visit, period. The patient is on Kerendia as well as Jardiance, and this has made the difference. Number two, hyperuricemia. The allopurinol is 300 milligrams on daily basis. Period. We are going to request a uric acid for the next appointment. Following number type 2 diabetes, the hemoglobin A1C, it was reported at 7.6%, which is similar to the past determination. Following number arterial hypertension under control, the blood pressure reading today is 148/88. But the readings at home have been very much controlled. The average is 127/80. Following number nicotine dependence, which is going to accelerate the arteriosclerotic process, the patient was counseled about the need to quit the nicotine abuse. Following number secondary hyperparathyroidism associated to the CKD. Following number, the patient has peripheral arterial disease and peripheral neuropathy related to the diabetes. We're going to reevaluate the case in 3 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the laboratory workup, 15 minutes in the face-to-face, 10 minutes in the documentation.